In 1984, a family of three from Guatemala hid out in the First United Methodist Church of Germantown in order to avoid deportation. Now, two families have followed in their footsteps, moving into the same imposing stone building for the same reason. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has more on the growing number of immigrants taking sanctuary in Philadelphia.
Clive and Juanita Thompson are from Jamaica, but have lived in the U.S. for nearly 15 years. They came because they wanted to apply for asylum after gangs killed Juanita's brother. But they lost their case. When ICE told them it was time to buy a one-way plane ticket to Jamaica, they traded in the home they own in Cedarville, New Jersey, to live in a church theater dressing room in Philly. Juanita says the driving force to take sanctuary was their two youngest kids, who are both U.S. citizens.
Coming here, like, it was really hard. And I was so worried about the children because I know that if we didn't make this choice, they probably would have to maybe go into foster care, you know.
15-year-old Christine and 12-year-old Timothy Thompson also moved into the church. Family was also the reason 37-year-old Suyapa Reyes from Honduras and her four children moved into First Unitarian Methodist. When she lost her asylum case, she says an ICE agent told her that her deportation could mean leaving her two youngest kids, ages 10 months and 2 years, behind.
They told me that I had to leave the kids who were born here. For me, that was hard.
ICE spokesman Emilio Dabul said he couldn't comment on Reyes's case due to an ongoing legal proceeding. He did share a statement about the Thompsons, saying, quote, they are currently immigration fugitives and subject to arrest and removal from the country once encountered by ICE. These two families bring the total number of people in Philadelphia taking sanctuary up to 14. They and dozens of others in the U.S. attempting to avoid deportation this way rely on an ICE policy of not carrying out arrests in so-called sensitive locations. On Wednesday morning, Reverend Bob Coombe and the New Sanctuary Movement held a brief service to welcome the families.
In this moment, in this phase, we are all in sanctuary together.
The ceremony marked the beginning of their new lives, both more public and less free than their old ones. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.